Nebraska Extension Almanac.
This week on Nebraska Extension Almanac, Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin has been examining how the new Department of Government Efficiency's efforts to reduce wasteful government spending and programs could affect the ag industry in Nebraska. Today, he ends the series by discussing the personal side of what could be cut from federal ag programs.
There's an old adage somewhere about, you pay most attention to what you spend on yourself. You pay least attention when you spend other people's money on other people. And a lot of federal policy and programs seem like spending public money, other people's money on other people. Well, when it's programs that spend money on me specifically, it gets very familiar very quickly. Somewhere in there is a story that says effectively, we might all be for improved government efficiency and maybe even reduced spending in total, but yet we're also all somewhat protective of the program that we think we're most tied into or benefited from. And that's true if we looked at some of our roll poll data, our annual poll of rural Nebraskans. If you asked specifically about farm program spending, we ask about a farm bill and some of the programs in it. Well, rural audiences, rural participants with a farm connection were more favorable for continued levels of support for government farm programs than the general public, but they were less favorable towards continued government support for food assistance than the general public. The general public being other rural Nebraskans. You know, you put that together and it's not an indictment specifically of a Nebraska farm population. It's a general recognition that we're more for the things that we know work for us and less for those that must go somewhere else. That's the challenge of any of this legislation, is even if we sort of agree in part that that broad restructuring of federal government and control or reining in government spending is a critical issue, when it actually comes to identifying where the cuts might be and what they might actually mean, then it becomes much more difficult to swallow. So there's quite a bit to work through here. But as I wrote in the column, if DOGE and if you look at Department of Government Efficiency, it kind of looks like dog as opposed to DOGE. Well, if DOGE bites, if DOGE is going to hunt, and it's going to find these kinds of programs to cut, then it's also eventually going to bite. And these program cuts are going to hurt. And it's a question of whether we're willing to take on some of that pain for the sake of overall government spending, or whether we at some point sort of reach a threshold where we're fighting against further efforts. While I might have written about ag programs, and certainly my focus predominantly has been on agricultural policy, but rural policy matters too. And so, yes, it's not just what potential cuts or program changes might mean for federal safety nets down the road, commodity programs and crop insurance, amongst other things, but it's also what it might mean for rural development and rural places. And that includes dollars that might be spent on broadband. It includes dollars that might be spent in, or incentives that might be provided in the bioenergy and renewable energy area. But it's across the board there.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.